All right, what's up, y'all? I know it's been a minute since y'all heard my voice, you know what I'm saying? Unless you follow me on social media, which I encourage you guys to do. Follow me on social media and follow the podcast page, please. Big Facts_No Lies_ on Instagram. Hold on, let me fix my video because I am slipping and sliding all over the place. All right, so here we are. I'm back with another episode of Big Facts. Thank you all for listening thus far, per usual. I really appreciate y'all, you feel me? And this is going to be a quick one because I have a lot of stuff that I need to do real quick. And I'm super behind because I was away for training, for work, and just a few other things that I just needed to kind of get acclimated in my job and so on and so forth. So I've been kind of behind, and then I've also been kind of like feeling like I need like a boost or something. Wow, my hands are so ashy. But anyways, I promise y'all when I come up on here the next time, or I'm going to start coming up here looking a little bit more decent. I don't be looking bad, but you know, people be all like real juiced up in their little videos. These my baby hairs laid though. I ain't got no lashes on, but I got some recordings when I had a little something going on, a little bit more to the face action, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know I don't wear a lot of makeup. I just like lashes and lipstick and eyeliner, shit like that. But anyway, all right, I'm getting off topic already. Look at me. And I said this is going to be a quick one. Ain't that something? But no, so it's going to be a quick one, for real. I just want to talk about a few things. A couple things that people asked me in my DMs to talk about or just wanted to know about me. And then, of course, we are in election status and voting status and all this whole other shit for 2020, and today's Thursday, right? Yeah, today's Thursday. We've been waiting on results since fucking Tuesday. I don't really recall because I've got selective memory, but I don't really remember elections and basically it's taking so long for us to figure out who done won what, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And what else? Let me look at my agenda real quick. Ooh, something in my eyeball. Oh, yeah. And the other things are just things that people have asked me. And I'm also about to do this thing about like thrifting and retail stores. Because if you know me and you've been knowing me for a while, I'm a thrifter. I'm a bargain shopper, clearance, sale, whatever. Like, I really don't spend a lot of money on a lot like high-end things. I'm not materialistic or nothing, and I do like nice things, but it just be like one out of like, you know, 1,000 other things that, you know, I have. But most times, like, and I slowed down over the years as far as like thrifting and retail, so I'm gonna go in a little bit about that. So first things first, I want to talk about the election. So a lot of people have a lot of different opinions when it comes to who to vote for, who not to vote for, who's going to do more, who, like, the lesser of the two evils thing. I always hear that and stuff like that. And the truth is, or not even the truth is, because, again, it's just so conflicting. It's just always going to be some type of controversial situations and topics and stuff like that. And we can go back and forth all the time with this type of shit. But I am still myself. And I think a lot of us are like still kind of ignorant to a lot of the politics and things like that. It's just that shit kind of like gives me a headache. So I really don't be trying to like dive deeper into it and try to get like year, dates, laws, all this stuff. And because it just becomes all types of crazy. But here's my issue. Okay. We all know like how far we have come. And I'm speaking culture-wise, and I'm speaking to those, like, even if you're not black, you know what I'm saying? Like, the struggles that you've had, everybody got a different struggle. So I'm not one of those people that just be like, oh, we the only people that matter. But at the end of the day, like, as a collective unit, our culture, okay, you feel me? I ain't downplaying nobody else's situation or their culture, but our culture specifically, we have fought many, many years to just get like the bare minimum or like the equal you know, treatment or the justice that we deserve. And this year especially has been kind of like more eye-opening, and it has put a lot of fire up under our asses as a culture to kind of do more. It's pushing people to, like, Corona and shit, it has pushed people to like entrepreneurship and just tapping into their creativity and their hidden talents and all this other stuff. Like, it has really boosted us. So I feel like this year has been like a gift and a curse. However, I feel like people really been getting on my nerves about this whole like election thing. Here's the thing. You can choose whoever the fuck you want to choose to be president. Okay. You can choose whoever you want to be president, but don't antagonize the people who are not in agreement with what you got going on. Like, I did unfollow some people on social media because these are people that, like, I went to college with and people that that I know, you know what I'm saying? And I done found out that they're Trump supporters. And I'm like, what? So, okay, when I first see it, I'm like, I wonder what their reasoning is. Like, what exactly is your reasoning to support this man? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there anything that he has done for you personally? Or, like, you can't just... I'm talking about as a collective unit, because we tend to stick on one good thing or, like, one bad thing, and then we just don't like that whole person. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people are saying, like, oh, well, he let people out of prison earlier, wrongful imprisonment, and people that been in there for such and such, blah, blah, got out early and stuff like that. Obama did the same shit. So, you know, and it's just like, okay, he's a businessman. He knows how to orchestrate business and all this stuff. But it's like, okay, this is the world that this man, like, this is the U.S. of the A, okay? Like, this is America, you know, this is what he is, you know, he's on a top tier of, this is who we're under, pretty much, you know what I'm saying, truth be told. So, with that being said, it's like, okay, you picking out just this one thing or this, or when it comes to Biden, y'all thinking about, oh, well, he locked people up in the crime, I'm drawing a blank right now, but y'all know what I'm talking about, like, that situation, and everybody like, well, that was in the crack era, you know what I'm saying, technically, he was just trying to get people off the streets, and da-da-da, so on and so forth, and all this other stuff, right, so everybody is, like, sticking to what they want to stick to, but it's so crazy, like, when I'm going back to, you know, antagonizing people, like, okay, y'all know that majority of the world do not fuck with this man, you know what I'm saying? So, when y'all sit here and y'all on there, like, just under every post, oh, Trump 2020, oh, da 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 da, oh, Trump this, Trump that, Trump that, Trump that, Trump that, it's like, I feel like you're reaching out and you're trying to get a reaction, and it's going to be, like, a bad reaction. And these are black people. These are black men. You feel me? And I feel like it's just like nobody's sitting there like, oh, I can't really, I feel like y'all know what I'm saying, but I'm trying to, like, because there has been some posts where it's just like, can repeatedly Biden, oh, Joe this, Joe that, you know, whatever, right? But also I feel like y'all get what I'm saying when it comes to, like, the Trump supporters. Like, they're more overwhelming than fucking Biden supporters. Like, Biden ain't the best motherfucker either. Like, ain't nobody gonna be perfect. That's what people fail to realize. Like, the world is not designed to be perfect. The dictatorship, the whatever ship you wanna be called, the communism, nigga, everything is just from way back when, nothing is gonna be perfect, bro. Like, we just kinda gotta take what we can get, and we have to do as much as we can and make sure that we offer as much as we can as a people on earth, okay? On earth, okay? And in our communities as well. So it's just like, it's just so, and I don't know if y'all seen this video of, like, the rally of, like, Trump supporters, like, basically pushing the Biden and Harris van, like, I think it was, like, out of Texas or something, like, basically rallying up, trying to bullying these motherfuckers to get out of, like, to get out of their town or get out of their area. And it's just like, why do it have to be like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so extra. I just, Like, support who you go support and shut the fuck up. That's just how I be feeling. Like, shut the fuck up. Live your life, dude. It's just always so extra. And that's where the racist and prejudice come from. Like, that's why people feel the way they feel. Because they get that this motherfucker giving them a level of entitlement to, like, be rednecky and be fucking racist and be, like, overwhelming because they feel like they can't be touched. And, It's just bringing back, like, just so much negativity. And, like, that's just it. So, it's just like, damn, like, we, like, other people, here's the thing, and this is another thing, and I live in the South now, or whatever y'all want to call it, but I live in North Carolina now, or whatever, so, down here, of course, there's nothing but Trump shade everywhere. It's Confederate flags everywhere, it's fucking just all types of little sticks and shit. Like, I was behind a van at the light last week, and dude has every racist sticker, like, on the back of his van. Like, every fucking racist sticker. Dude got a Confederate flag. He got a fucking little lynching little sticker up on that bitch. He got Trump this. He got Make America Great Again. He got something about Mexicans on that bitch. He got, like, every... And I think I got it. Maybe I can insert it in this video or whatever when I post it. But, yeah, it's like I took a video of it. It's just like, and it was kind of quick because, you know, I was at the light or whatever. But it's just like, really? And if you think about it, just think about this. So the people who are, like, you know, the Democratic Party and, like, just us, black people, our culture or whatever, we don't parade around things. Like, how they parade around things. Like, it's not a lot of people that I've seen that has, like, the Biden-Harris on a little tag on their car. Or, like, sticker on or the flag in front of their house. Or, like, you know, all this other stuff. Like, we're not as out. Like, a lot of people are not as out there. Like, I mean, if the conversation presents itself, it presents itself. And that's just kind of how that works. But we're not as bold. Like, in my opinion. Like, I mean, y'all probably seen more than I seen, but, you know, it's just like we just be, like, on some subtle shit. And I think that's, like, it kind of, like, gives me, like, a certain fear to, like, be as bold as they are. You know what I'm saying? But also, you got to think about the backlash that come with that shit, the team that you may or may not have behind you to back you up. Like, it's just so many things, and I hope y'all get what I'm saying, because I got scatterbrain. Y'all know I be having scatterbrain, but and feel free to chime in, and when y'all listen to this, text me or DM me or whatever, and we can continue to have a conversation about it. But yeah, it's just like, it's not, you kind of think about the consequences more than them motherfuckers do. They don't give a fuck about the consequences. They don't give a fuck. Like, just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? However, if it's just, like, a bunch of fucking people that you know got your back or whatever, and y'all can come together, like how the Trump supporters and how the Republicans and how the racist motherfuckers around the fucking world come together, then it would be a little bit more out there, you know? Anyways, all right, boom. So, yeah. I was a little taken back. I had to unfollow those people because I really felt like they was antagonizing people. So when people would be like, "What? Why you voting? Why you voting for him? Or why you vote for him?" And they'll just be like, "Why you talking to me?" Or "Ain't nobody asked you to comment under my stuff." Like, you know what I'm saying? Just shit like that. Like, and it's just like, y'all just looking for trouble. Y'all just looking for negativity. Like, it's just the world is dark. The world is very dark, and I just can't. Like, it's very dark. People don't know how to, like, do what they feel is all right in their opinion, just go on about their fucking business, and that's annoying as fuck. But yeah, and then, like, this is for, like, my non-voters, because I had spoke with some friends, like, a couple months ago about voting and getting ready to vote, and I had a conversation with them, and then, like, there are more than a few people that I know that have not voted or don't vote, you know what I'm saying? And I can't knock your opinion or your decision to vote or not to vote, rather, But my thing about people who sit here and don't vote and don't utilize and don't exercise their rights to be heard and shit like that, what are you doing in your community? What are you doing in your society? What are you doing for your kids? What are you doing for your culture? What are you doing for your family? What are you doing for the neighbor next door? Like, what are you doing to actually make a difference? It's almost like people are existing and not living. And that is my issue. Like, I have a problem with that part. Like, you rather just exist and not make a difference. You rather be a parent, or you rather be like a, you know, a family member, or just this one single person in the world that just, I got a few friends here or there, whatever. I'm just doing whatever it is that I guess I'm just going to do what I feel is right at the moment. I don't know. But nobody's out there protesting. Nobody's out there being activists. Nobody's out there serving the community. Nobody's out there helping the homeless. Nobody's out there, like, you know, just doing anything to kind of, like, support any fucking thing. Like, if you just do nothing and you go through your days, you working, you're taking care of your family, you're, and that's it. Like, if that's what suits you, then great. But you have to know that there's a greater purpose for you. Maybe people are just meant to be dads. Maybe people are just meant to be moms. Maybe people are just meant to be sisters. I don't know. But at least try. You know what I'm saying? Another thing about the ballot is, for one, there's multiple other things that you can vote. It's like, we be so hung up on these fucking presidents that people don't understand that there are other things on the ballot that you can fucking vote for. Like, you don't have to just say, oh, Biden or Trump, all right, I'm done. It's not like that. It's judges in your district, Congress, all this whole other stuff, like the school district, the taxes and all that other bullshit. Like, it's just so many other things on these ballots that y'all can, like, vote for. Like, if you don't want to vote for a president, don't vote for a president. However, figure out what ward you in, what area you in, what district you in, what division you in, what all this shit is, and be like, oh, okay, well, that judge did X, Y, and Z that one time, and he been in office for a very long time, and I think he's fair, blah, blah, blah. Let me just keep him in office. It's like, there's other things that you can do. And I think we, like, everybody's just so hung up on the president. Like, we got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to just be fixated on the fact that we're going to be under the fucking, damn, what's a good word to say? Like, I can't even say care, because they don't even care about us. But, you know, whatever. We just going to have a president. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, your president or our president or whatever. Our next president or whatever. So it's just like, there's other things that you can do, man. And I just really feel like people just really don't get that part. Like, they stick to this negative stuff, and then they stick to this, like, oh, not so open-minded, not so optimistic type situations. And it just, it kills the vibe, and it kills, like, the hope. And there's so many people out there. And then there's people who's like sovereign citizens, and fucking, they don't give a fuck about nothing. They don't go with the law and everything. It's just, woo. They don't give a fuck. They got aliases. They like, they just a whole different community. They just a whole different body. They're just a whole different motherfucker, goddamn, whatever. And it's just like, we're just losing out on so much, because the people who are not a part of that group, or, you know, wow, it's look like it's about to be a whole car accident out here. Oh my goodness. Like, nobody's breaking. Okay, sorry, guys. But, yeah, okay. My train of thought. Where did it go? Come back, Thomas the Train. Okay, anyways, but, yeah. But that's, overall, let me just sum this up and say this. Like, if you're not doing absolutely anything in your communities, in your society, for your culture, for your family, like, to make anything better, you have to know that just because you're on this earth, you're going to be affected by everything that comes with it, okay? You can try to downplay it. You can hide in your fucking home or whatever the fuck. You can hide in your little bubble. You can keep your family out of trouble. You can do all that stuff, but certain things are still going to affect you. Like, all of that Social Security stuff, all that unemployment shit, all of that stuff is just a trickle-down. It's a trickle-down. It's going to, the effects is going to hit you whether or not you like it, okay? So, it's like, what's the harm in voting? What's the harm in exercising your rights? Like, what's the harm in doing that? Like, we can barely get our voices heard on a regular, just random day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be so fucking aggressive with this shit. And all it took for us was to do a bubble in some shit on the ballot and send that shit back. They done made it easy as fuck for us. They send you the goddamn ballot in the goddamn mail so you won't catch corona in the lines. Simple. Bubble, 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 bubble. Skip that. I don't want to vote for the president. Bubble, bubble. Who the fuck is that? Let me do my research. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Oh, that's my girl right there. Bubble, bubble. Oh, I know who that is. Oh, wait, that's a black lady. Oh, shit. Let me hurry up. Like, come on now. Easy peasy. Easy fucking peasy. It's not going to harm you. It's not going to harm you. Okay? But, yeah, it's just like, that just bothers me. Like, people that are not even doing anything for the community, not even doing anything to make a difference, not even doing anything to create some type of change. Like, you're just here. You're not doing nothing. You're not doing shit. Like, do something. You know what I'm saying? Do something. We can all do more. Like, it's even me. I could do more. I could be more of an activist. I could be more of a, in the community. I can be more, you know, involved in like social status and all this other shit. I could do all that shit. I know I could do all that shit. You feel me? But the thing about it is, I have a mindset to not even be opposed to doing this shit. So if the opportunity presents itself, if I'm needed somewhere, you know, I'm gonna be that person that's gonna say, oh, okay, I can do this, I can do that, okay, I can help out here, I'm gonna do all that. Like, you know, I like community service, I like helping out, I like being somebody else can count on it. And then the youth, like, y'all gotta think about these babies, bro. Think about these little chicklets, these little Johns running around here. Like, come on. At some point, we not gonna be here. And all the other generations are gonna be here. The ones that are under us is gonna be here. What's gonna happen if, you know, if this shit is turned into a super duper shit show because the one vote or the two vote or the fucking 50 votes that we needed never even made it because these motherfuckers didn't vote. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, yeah. And then, like, people talk about it on a spiritual level, like, oh, well, you know, at the end of the day, the Lord is in control and all this other stuff. Okay, yeah. And I get that and I agree with that 100%. However, we are humans. We are not celestial beings. We can't go to hell, come back, pick up an angel, go to heaven, kick it up there for a minute, go down there, not pay no bills, just have what the fuck y'all think this is, Lucifer? Like, that TV show? That's a good TV show. If y'all ain't watched Lucifer, watch that shit. But what do y'all think that is? What y'all think y'all, like, we are human beings on planet Earth, and everything that we have here was given, like, there, I'm pretty sure the man upstairs can, like, wipe us, turn the lights off, and everybody done, dead, you feel me? Okay, but I was talking to my mentor the other day, and she said something that was, that, you know, served a very good point in the situation. Like, okay, on a spiritual level, you know, the big man went and sent other people. If he could have easily got a lot of stuff done, but he put people in purpose to do things on purpose. Here, go do this. You, go over there. You, over there. Make sure you do this and that and that. He's appointing people different things because it's leading them to their purpose. It's leading them to other people. To kind of like, it's like, we're here. Yeah, we're here. And we're living and we're human. And yes, he can say no. Yes, maybe. He can do all that. But that's not the case. Like, we are here. We have to do something. Like, come on now. What the hell? It's stressing me out. Whew. So anyways, I'm going to get off of that because that's been, like, heavy on my mind for the past, like, 4 days. And it's crazy because I was supposed to do this the day before Election Day, and the election is still going on, technically. So, whatever. Worked out, perfect timing. But, yeah, so those who did vote, kudos to you guys. Thank you guys for voting. hopefully this next year coming up be different. Our lives get a little bit more at ease, I guess. That's just so hard to say because you just really don't know what the fuck will happen, Lord Jesus. But yeah, so kudos to you guys and those who didn't. I hope that, you know, in the next 4 years or whatever, y'all can change y'all's minds and just exercise y'all right, man, because it's not gonna hurt you. It's not gonna hurt you. It's gonna harm us more than it's gonna help us, especially if we all kind of in agreement of what we want and who we want in office or who we want out of office, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but anyways, all right, enough of that, because this shit, watching the fucking goddamn election results and shit, this shit been fucking me up. Where I was barely even went to sleep, and I kept peeking at my phone, kept reloading the little internet thing, kept looking at the Shade Room, kept looking at the CNN and NBC. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But whatever, that shit got me a fucking headache. Goddamn, I needed a shot, but I didn't. I ain't even do all that. I went to sleep. I woke up. First thing I did, thanked the Lord. And then I rolled over and looked at the phone. And I said, what the fuck happened? And I thought maybe I did something wrong, 'cause like my phone was tweaking. Because y'all know I still got an iPhone 7. And don't come for my life, because I love my phone. I mean, it's a little janky. I ain't go cap, but whatever. But yeah, and I'm like, what happened? Like, it's stagnant as fuck. So then they say, I'm talking about that post about it going on for a whole month. I'm like, what? A whole month? This nigga Trump about to fuck us up in this month. He about to start doing some old weird shit. Fuck, you get the fuck up out of here. But anywho's, yeah. So that's enough about that. But I just, you know, I really hope you guys vote in. I hope that this allows something changes your mind. And for those who didn't, and then you start to vote, you know, because it's not just about the president. It's about the people that we can physically touch as well. Like, I can go to court and touch that judge. I can poke that one. So I don't like that one. I need him out of here. Like, come on now. Exercise your right, y'all. It ain't gonna hurt y'all. We barely can do as much as we really want to anyway. And we so humble with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, now enough of the politicking. Politicking and dicking. What else did I say we was gonna talk about? Hold on, let me look. Okay, yeah. So I got some questions and some suggestions to just kind of throw out there or whatever. So boom, someone asked me, have I ever chose the wrong friend? And I think he asked me this because he trying to fuck with me. and I was talking to one of his friends a long time ago, but I can't really say that I chose the wrong friend. But it's definitely important to kind of see the whole clique, like the ones that really matter to these motherfuckers, like the ones that really matter, like the motherfuckers that be like, that's my brother from another mother. You need to see those brothers from another mothers, okay? It's definitely important, because I done been in some situations where I was like, why did you talk to me? You know I ain't like you, and I really was go like your friend. Like, why would you even do that? Like, you knew that. Your spidey senses told you I wasn't really that interested, huh? So, yeah. But I wouldn't, because... And then, you know, friends really don't be giving a fuck. Dudes don't really give a fuck, for real, for real. Like, for a good time, they don't really care. Like, if they just want to see how far they can go with you or whatever, y'all know I don't really give a fuck who didn't talk to who. Y'all just gonna try and do it any fucking way, so it don't even matter. But yeah, I don't know. I can't really say that I physically said out my mouth like, oh damn, I chose the wrong friend, I should have did this, or I should have talked to this person. I don't really think that I ever said that or really felt like that for a long time, for me to be like, man, I regret this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really live with regrets or anything. But there are some people that I've spoken to and, you know, was kicking it with, and ended up seeing their circle. And I was like, he looks very nice. He's more of my type. But, you know, if I already chose you, then I'm, for the most part, I don't have no unless you do some stupid shit, and I'm just gonna stay genuine and loyal to you. Like, it's just what it is. Nah, I might compliment your friend, like, goddamn, you, hey, you look good. All right, but hey, it ain't nothing like that. You just handsome. You just handsome. I hope I don't get my head knocked off by the person I chose, huh? So that's the answer to that. I can elaborate more, but like I said, I got shit to do. So maybe I'll elaborate more on the next one. Y'all really need guests. Like, I really want people to be here with me. I'm so, like, over this whole corona thing and not being able to, like, have, like, guests on a show and stuff, like, on the episodes. I'm over it. I'm super over it. So if y'all looking to be my guest, be my guest. Y'all hear that Trey Songz one? That Trey Songz album we just put out. I think it's called Back Home or something. That's my song. You can as long as you want. Be my guest. He was so serious when he sung that part. I was like, can I please be your guest though? For real? Okay, anyway. Do you mean that, Trey? You don't really mean that. Niggas don't be meaning that. Anyways, bop, bop, bop. Oh, yeah. There's a few, this guy wants to know what my toxic trait was, because I guess apparently everyone has it. My number one toxic trait is this. Did I talk about this already? I be talking about so much shit. I need to go back and listen most times. But my toxic trait that I know for sure is toxic is when people try to talk to me and I give them like an inch and they don't take that extra mile. Like, they just kind of like, you know, put forth a little bit of effort, and then I end up like, nah, I ain't fucking with them or whatever. And then I end up talking to them again and I tell them what they did not do and like why I didn't go any further. And these motherfuckers decide that, oh shit, you right, because I'm always right. No, I ain't always right, but I'm right like 99. No, I'm right like 94.6% of the time. But yeah. But then they decide like, okay, I'ma do right, and they actually start to like really do what I want them to do or what I felt like they were lacking. I end up not liking them anymore. And that is the suckiest part, because I would be sitting here cussing your ass out, like, and you ain't even got the decency to even do this, or you can't even do that, and da da da, blah blah blah. And you want me to do X, Y, Z, like, you giving a bare minimum, and da 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 da. I don't even talk to you that much, like, what the fuck, da da da. I'm going ham, right? Not even necessarily ham, but I'm saying my shit. I'm talking my shit. I'll be talking my shit, and then they be like, oh, okay, you right, or whatever. I can do more. I can do this, this, that, and the other. And then they start to do it, and I just get so aggravated, like. I be like, oh, why did I tell him this? Like, I don't even want this treatment no more from you. Like, I've already, my interest has already left. So now I just really don't. And that's like my number one toxic trait right there. Because then it's almost like now, even though I told them what it was and why I wasn't really with the shits, now they're with the shits. I'm not with the shits. And then I'm kind of like, how can I tell them I'm not with the shits? You know what I'm saying? Or should I just stay reaping the benefits of what the fuck, the attention that the person is giving me now? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my number one toxic trait. I think that's kind of it for real. I don't really get too many toxic traits. I'm pretty cut and dry. But that one right there, that's me all day, man. Telling you. Because it don't take nothing for me to tell you what you did that I wasn't fucking with. I wasn't fucking with this. This is why I can't fuck with you. And then they don't do nothing. They don't do nothing else that's going to make me feel that way. And I'd be like, I don't even like them. So that's my number one toxic trait. I think I'm trying to figure out if I talked about this or not already. But, okay, now back to thrifting and retailing. And this is going to be the last thing that I talk about. This is the second to the last thing I was going to talk about. So, real quick, I used to thrift a lot when I was in college, and Dayton got a bomb. It's the Woodman Thrift Store, Valley Thrift Store in Dayton, Ohio. They used to have the motherfuckers. Me and Ashley used to go in that bitch and run it up. You come out with like fucking 17 bags for like $20 in that bitch. They start going up on their prices, though. I ain't like that. But anyways, I love thrifting. I like vintage looks. I like I don't know, like some people sound fashionable, but like I kind of like just like different type of styles, like 90s Aunt Viv like vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like throw some Hillary in there type shit. I like shit like that. Or and on some tomboy shit, throw some sneakers on and a t-shirt and some jeans, whatever. But anyway, back then I used to be like blazer fanatic. Everybody know that I used to have like a million blazers, and I used to get these blazers from like 50 for like 50 cent and less, like, you know what I'm saying? Bomb ass blazers. I still got a lot of them. And like you can get like all types of name brand shit that's in there for like fucking cents and $2 and stuff like that. So thrifting is always, you can always find stuff, great stuff thrifting. I would encourage y'all, if y'all don't do it already and y'all like trying to be all like real fancy at work, y'all better just go to the thrift store, get y'all some dress pants, some court clothes, some goddamn, some suit and ties, even some, you might find a good loafer in that bitch for real. Check for everything that might, the dust and old bug shells or something. But you know, yeah, go in there, you know, wash it off, you feel me, whatever, and be boom. So thrifting is always fun to me. That's like, that was like one of my favorite pastimes, and it beats the retail stores because it's not always a lot of people in the thrift store. You can find all the stuff that you not gonna find in those stores, like to go for a certain type of style. Like a lot of people go to the thrift stores when they getting ready for like photo shoots or like modeling and stuff like that, because you can find like crazy shit, crazy dope ass shit in the fucking thrift store, okay? So yeah. And then it's like the people that work at the thrift store are totally different than the people that work at the retail store, because those people, like, they know you coming to get some bomb ass deals, you feel me? 50% off, then an extra 90 if you please, like, type shit, you know what I'm saying? They attitudes are a little different. And you go to retail and it's like a 17-year-old behind there with some fucking, the longest nails I've ever seen, and that bitch can't even get the fucking clicky thingy off my goddamn shit, so the damn door won't buzz when I walk out either. Anyway, whatever. But yeah, love thrifting. And we got on this conversation because, this topic or whatever, because I'm trying to do like this little thing. I'm trying to like go back into thrifting instead of like, cause now after thrifting, I just online shop, and I online shop all the fucking time. Like I just was shopping today. Ooh, but you know, I was shopping for other people, but, I just was shopping today, and I probably shouldn't have spent that money, but it's cool, whatever. But yeah, and it's either between thrifting and online shopping for me. I really don't really like the malls, because when I'm in the malls for a long time, I start getting a little lightheaded. I'm like, it's too much going on, like, and stuff like that. So if you guys are in North Carolina and y'all listening to this, please put me on to the great thrift stores if you know any. Yeah, because I need them. I need to go there or whatever. Anyway, I forgot what else I was about to say about that. But again, I gotta go. So, let me see. Last thing, and then I'm done. So this is one of my pet peeves. I got a whole bunch of those though. I ain't the only one. Don't fucking do me. But this will be getting on my nerves, and it's funny. It's comical, but it's still like annoying. It's when dudes approach you like you like them. I don't know what it is, but that shit burn my ass a little bit and make me laugh at the same time. Because I be knowing, like, I'm about to shut this man down. Because you didn't even... My thing is, you never even asked me if I was interested. Like, you never even got, like, a, oh, dang, she might be interested in me. To even be talking in the dialogue in which you talking to make it seem like I want you. Like, one time, a guy's, like, in my DMs, and he's like, yeah, so when I'm doing XYZ and all this other stuff, and then I'll have time for you. Who asked for your time, sir? Who asked for your time? I didn't ask for your time. I don't even know you. The fuck are you talking about? And who cares that you busy? You ain't sending me no money. What the fuck I give a fuck if you busy or not? I'm busy too, motherfucker. Shit. Where we at with it? Because I don't understand. Like, I hate that. And then there was another time. It's like, I would love to spend more time with you. And I would love to take you on trips and all this, it's just all the shit. Who said that I liked you enough to go on these trips? I think y'all need to start asking if people are interested or not. Like, my game, because y'all know I'm a slick. I'm smooth with the game now. You feel me? I'm smooth with the game now. If y'all need any game lessons, let me know. Because, like, you feel me? I will get you. I will get you the person who you want for sure. I should be on. I should have been like one of the love connector, you know what I'm saying, matchmaker. No, that don't really classify as that, because you got to do too much. It's too much to be a matchmaker. Anyway, I'm going to show you how to go and game somebody and put them up, bop, bop, wrap them up, put them in your little pocket real quick. Now, I don't know. I can't guarantee you how long it's going to last. You feel me? I can't guarantee that, because, you know, people be different than what they seem when you be like, ooh, that's the one right there. They don't really be the one. But anyways, if I approach somebody, if you're not interested, that's part of the thing I'm going to say. Like, if you're not interested in me, just, that's cool. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I was going to tell you it's fine anyway. You know what I'm saying? But don't be talking to me like you know that I like you, because I never said I was interested in you. I never said, oh, damn, you cute. Oh, okay, you trying to run game. I didn't flirt in that nature to where it's like, oh, yeah, she feeling me. Like, no, nigga, you need to ask me if I like you or not, because you dishing out this, this, that, and the other. And, I never even said I was going to go on a date or I was even interested at all. You don't even know. This annoying. That annoys the shit out of me. I don't know. And that happens to me all the time. And I get that sometimes people are, like, pretty intimidated by me. I don't know why, but a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't know how to approach you. Just start a conversation to ask me if I'm interested. Hey, you, am I your type? Like, nigga, you want to go out? Do you think I'm cute, motherfucker? Like, certain things people just be saying, it's like, well, yeah, you know, because when you fucking with me, who said I want to fuck with you? I'm just being friendly. Damn. I'm just being friendly. That don't mean I want to be your wife. That don't mean I want you to take me out. That don't mean I'm even go tell you that I'm going to go and flake on you. Like, that don't mean nothing. Like, you need to understand that. Nigga, you don't know how I feel. You need to get clarity. You need to clarify if I fuck with you or if I want to fuck with you or not. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing that shit. That shit pissed me off. My back. Ooh, y'all, Wafil sent me a video about the girl. She was like cracking all her joints and her cracking her knuckles and everything, her hip and shit. And then the caption said, this bitch body like bubble wrap. And he sent that to me. Disrespectful, ain't he? My bones do be popping, and I get busy on the neck, on the back, on the goddamn skirt, skirt. I'll be in that bitch like, pop, 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 snap, crackle, pop. I wonder if that's going to get me arthritis later on. Somebody told me that when I was younger. But shit, sometimes it be, y'all, anybody else got that problem? Like cracking their knuckles and cracking stuff, just crackety crack crack. Because if I don't do it, I'd be feeling like I'm locking up. I need to release. You know what I'm saying? I hope I don't have no arthritis, man. I hope not. But anyways, yeah. So that was the last thing I got to say. I'm going to end this at 45 minutes. And I just want to say thank y'all for staying consistent with me, even though it doesn't, like, you know, I haven't been pushing out as many episodes. I used to do 2 a month. And then it started going to once a month. But I totally skipped this October. So I think I skipped. I don't remember. But anyways, just want to say thank y'all for listening. And hopefully I get a guest on the next one, so y'all just won't get too bored with me talking all day and talking y'all ear off. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for your feedback, especially. Thank you very much for the feedback and the suggestions, because I be loving that. I love that. Keep it coming. My inbox is super open. Big Facts page, my personal page. You know what I'm saying? Hit my line if you got my number. You feel me? And that's that on that. So I hope that everybody is still keeping a good level head, protecting y'all's peace and loving yourselves and taking care of yourselves as well. Please. Echinacea pills, motherfucking ginger root, ginger tea, all that shit. Build your immune system, because corona ain't going no motherfucking where, okay? So we got to boost up, honey. And if y'all ain't doing it, y'all need to get to it. But anyway, all right, y'all. I got errands to run. I got things to study. And I got to fucking bounce. So I love y'all. Thank y'all again for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Super duper appreciate y'all. Be safe always. Peace, love, and hair grease. Have a good day, a good morning, a good afternoon, a good motherfucking life. All that. All right. Peace.